I Harlem J. Trash Can invented the bin a whole month before this gosh damn varmint, which is American slang, by the way.
And do you have proof?
Oh, I do.
Oh, well, case proved.
Maybe at least see this proof.
Of course, it is a newspaper. There is a story in it concerning my invention, and someone has circled it in ink and written beneath it, "Great idea, must steal your sincerely Pippin."
May I see it to confirm that?
Of course, Your Honor. Oh, careful, the ink is still wet.
As he leaned towards the judge, I suddenly knew who he was. It was a combination of tiny, subtle factors. The voice of Mr. Benevolent, the clothes of Mr. Benevolent, the false beard and nose without which he looked just like Mr. Benevolent. He was Mr. Benevolent. Probably.
Mr. Benevolent?
Yes? I mean, where?
Your Honor, this is Mr. Benevolent in disguise. A great injustice is about to be done. He has brought this case to destroy me.
Nonsense. I know Mr. Benevolent, and he would never stoop to such a thing, would you, Benevolent?
No.
Anyway, judgment time. I find you guilty on all charges.
No!
Yes. Now, before I pass sentence, I want to emphasize that whatever I say has not been prejudiced by your killing my four brothers and my sister. I simply cannot stress that enough. All right? Good. I sentence you to be hanged by the neck until dead. Yes! Got him!
They shackled me hand and foot, elbow and ankle, knee and neck, then hurled me into a cell, locked the door, and threw away the key, before realizing that other prisoners had to go in there with me. And frantically searching for the key again. That key! Oh, dear. They finally found it, unlocked the cell, and threw in another prisoner. One I knew very well indeed.
Oh, Harry. Harry Biscuit, is that you?
Pip? Pip Bin?
Yes. It is I, old friend.
You were a friend to me no more.
Harry, please, forgive me for whatever wrong I have done you.
No. All right, yes. You were a friend to me some more. Again, Pip Bin.
Tell me, Harry, why are you here?
Well, much as I hate to admit it, my vintage meat emporium was not a success.
Destroy the evil meat! Destroy the evil meat!
And then I thought, I want to be the best at something. So I decided to become the fastest man in the world.
And did you?
Alas, no. It turns out I'm terribly, terribly slow. But then I had another idea.
What?
I decided to become the fattest man in the world.
And how did that go?
Oh, pretty well. You may have noticed I put on a couple of pounds.
No, not at all. I mean, you're looking prosperous. Ruddy. One might say, Rubenesque. All right, you're fat. Massively, massively fatty, fatty, fat, fat.
The truth was, I had noticed. Indeed, when I had first seen him, I had thought he was three people with just one head.
It turns out I'm really good at getting fat. I only have to look at a piece of cheese and I put on half a stone. But one day I thought, a goose. I need to eat a goose. So I went to a food lender.
Oh, Harry, you didn't.
I know, I shouldn't have, but I did. And he lent me a goose at 10% interest. Only it turned out he meant 10% per second. So after half an hour, I owed him 14 billion geese, which is more than all the geese that have ever existed. So he sued me, and I was sentenced to be hanged, and here we all are.
And my pain was complete with a visitor one afternoon.
Mr. Benevolent, what are you doing here?
I brought you a letter which may be of interest.
It is from Pippa.
My dearest brother, over here in France, I heard of your misfortune. Consequently, I wrote to Mr. Trashcan to ask if there was a way he would drop the charges, and he asked for my hand in marriage. Doubtless, I will not enjoy the marriage. Every time his rough American hands touch my soft English bosom, I shall tremble. But if it is the cost of your freedom, so be it, dear brother, your loving sister.